Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Dr. Renee Sunday, and you know, this is good deeds. Good deeds, good deeds, good deeds. You know, it's just so amazing to be alive right now. You know, the thing I want you to remember is to enjoy life. You know, all of us have ups and downs. We have obstacles, but you know what I want you to do is whatever happens. If you determine it's positive or negative, don't even determine it. It's that. It's just you're walking out God's given plan that he has given to you and for you and for you. You know, we need to always think about that. Whatever happens in our life, we can handle it. And you look at your neighbor and say, they going through this and do it. Don't do that. We need to pray and watch. We need to pray for each everybody, you know. And then, of course, as my grandma always said, pray for yourself as well. But, you know, the thing about today, you know the purpose and the mission of Good Deeds. Good Deeds, we are here to showcase and promote other people's vision, their dreams, their passion, and their purpose. And, you know, I love music. You know, being from the South, you know, I love music. And there's nothing like gospel music. You know, we can go all the way back to the William Brother. We can go all the way to the Golden Hummingbird. Don't let me get back there now. And Miss Shirley Caesar, you know, all those people. But you know what? I like these young people that's coming out. They are on fire for God. And isn't that amazing? God just knows. He knows what he's doing. Okay, because when you hear it from a young person, they actually can inspire other people, especially at their age group. But it inspires me too, because I be trying to get up and dance. You know, I still got it now, so don't be trying to be funny. But anyway, I actually love to celebrate with them, because look, we're celebrating and we're worshiping God. All the glory goes to him, not us now. Because we haven't done anything, and we don't deserve anything, okay? And we should realize that. But we have an awesome, awesome young man. And we talking, I know he gets this all the time about how old he is, but it's a blessing for him to be doing what he's doing at the age of 12, okay? I'll tell you, I was kind of, you know, I don't know what I was doing at 12, but, you know, I was in church. I know that, so I thank God for that. I was getting that foundation. But this young man is on many stages all across this world, you know, just giving glory to God. And I'm so glad that he is yielding himself to do whatever God wants him to do. And also his loving family is supportive with him. We actually have Mr. Jonathan Vince. He's here. Valencia is here with us today. His lovely, lovely mother is here, Morgan. And we're just going to get down. They're going to give us some things that we need to, what, meditate on, that we actually can do to help ourselves. You know, a lot of times the things that we're going through, if we listen to a song, if we listen to a phrase, if we actually read the word and hear the word, what, you know what happens. We have peace. And not to delay, we have Mr. Jonathan Valencia here at Good Deeds. You guys, I know you're on your edge of your seat because we want to hear what this young man has to say. And Jonathan and Ms. Morgan, Ms. Margot, forgive me, Ms. Margot, welcome to Good Deeds. How you guys doing?
Hello, we're doing very well. We're doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm awesome. I'm so on fire, I can't even sit down. I'm just walking. I better stay in one place so we'll have good reception here. I want to make sure this is clear. But just thank you for being in your purpose. I want to say that before we get too far and I forget to say it. Thank you for allowing God to use you in his plan.
You're welcome. I just thank God for letting him setting all this up, and I just thank the Lord that he set all this up for me to praise him and show others how good God is up on stage.
Oh, Lord, I better make sure I got my tissue handy because, oh, my God, I know it warms your mom's heart just to hear you just say those words. Oh, my God. But tell us a little bit, Jonathan, just tell us a little bit about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life right now.
Well, my name is Jonathan Valencia, and I am 12 years old, and I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. And I am an instrument of God, and I and God just uses me in many different ways. I thought I was going to be a preacher, but God opened different doors up in singing and rapping and creating music to glorify God and Him only, and just going around different places telling other people how good God is and how He's been so good to me. So it was just a different door opened that no man could close. And God has been so good to me, just even opening doors and blessing me and having the opportunity just to be used by God. That's already so good to me. That's big. A lot of people don't have the chance to do what I'm doing. So what I'm going to do, and I'm going to praise God with all my heart, with everything I have, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to make sure what I do is to only glorify God and give Him praise, honor that is due to Him. And Jesus is His name. Jesus is His name. And I know that He died on the cross. That's one thing that almost makes me go to tears and does make me go to tears. Just seeing that Jesus died on the cross and He forgave my sins and my whole family's sins, and that He's saving my family. And that's just a little bit about me, just that's what I'm doing. And I started at 11 years old. My mom wrote all my music. And she was never a songwriter, but God used her in that way. And it's so incredible how God used her in such a quick amount of time, creating different songs so quick, but being so good. And that's a little bit about us, how we started.
Ooh, Lord, I told y'all I can't sit down. I'm you talking about tears. Oh, Lord, I'm glad I put my glasses on so I can pull, because I would have been laughing. I've been cried out, my contacts. It's just so, it's so much of a joy just to hear your voice. And I know God will actually allow us to actually meet in person very soon here, but it's just, it's amazing. But you know, like you said, you knew you had a calling on your life. So that's just so powerful that you knew that at an early age. Wow. Because I was talking to somebody today, actually, and I was telling them that, you know, so many people have come back and said that they saw so much in me as a child. You know, I thought I was just using doing what a child does. But looking back, I kind of see the things that God had put in my path that actually allowed me to get to where I am right now. With that being said, let me ask you, when you were, as far as you can remember back, you know, because I enjoyed going to church when I was small. And I remember, I loved doing Sunday school, doing the, you know, now they don't do it as much, but the basic training union, I really enjoyed that. From your earliest remembrance of church, was that, you know, I don't want to say good or bad, but were you eager to go to church, you know, ready? As soon as Mama said, we ready, you at the door, ready to go? Or what did you remember about that?
I just remember going to church, studying about my grandfather. He's really the one that tells me all what I know right now about the Lord and the scriptures. He really did help me in a lot of different ways on learning God's word and learning basic things about the scripture when I was young, and about going to church, how when I went to church, I was ready. I didn't want to be in Sunday school. I wanted to be up there with all the adults hearing the word, because I was a little bit more advanced throughout the other people in the children's church, but I was made to go there, so that's what I did. But going to church, I love to go to church. I love praising God and just sitting there, hearing the preacher speak and preaching the word of God, because that's just so powerful by itself, having the opportunity just to preach God's word. And when I looked up at the preacher, I really looked up to preachers, because I knew that they were used by God, men of God, great men of God, and I respected men of God and just people anyways. So being in church really did help me start up and having a hunger and starting my fire of learning God's word. And I just really love God's word, period. I love it so much. And reading and just studying and knowing even deeper.
Wow. man, we need to read the word. You know, people say daily, but we need to read it. All this stuff going on, and you know, as we know in the word, things are not going to get better. But what we need to be, and I always say this, be the light. When people see that glow, when people hear your voice, when you say anything, God, people should see the God in you. You know the song where you always say that it's the God in me. But this is true. We, and I could tell you, just hearing you over the phone, that God is the head of your life. Oh, my God. That is so powerful. But, you know, you said something also that was amazing. And see, this is what I really, truly believe, that everything is predestined. That you say your mom actually have written some of the songs. That is just so amazing.
She wrote all the songs. Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
I have 10 songs on my album, Kingdom Bound. And she wrote each and every word. And she wrote everything. In the 10 songs, she wrote everything, and I could bless it.
Oh, my Lord. So, and then when you actually, you know, start looking, you know, seeing the things that she have written, it just clicked, didn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it did.
Wow. But that's how things go. God always have, you know, I think T.D. Jakes always say, where there's vision, is always provision. God is always going to, you know, and people say he going to make a way. He already made the way. We just need to walk in the way he's already predestined.
Amen. And I wanted to ask, this is Fargo, his mom, I wanted to add that the songs that was inspired through me, many of it came from me looking at Jonathan and his life. So I knew that the songs that God was giving me in the words was true to who he was. So I knew that he could execute on the songs because it was who he was anyway. He has a song title, for example, I Am Bold. Well, that song was inspired through what I had been seeing in his boldness. We started with Kingdom Bound, and when he would go up on stage, he had such boldness. He would sit down in the audience like a lamb, but then when he got up on stage, he was like a lion. And so that song, I Am Bold, was inspired by what I was seeing God do through him ministering the first few songs I had written. And so each song I feel that God gave me based on Jonathan being able to execute it because of who he was. And as he said earlier, he was a child that even though he was young, he didn't really like going to children's church. He always wanted to be in the adult church. So he was one, and one of his songs says, milk is good, but I eat meat. He was one that was always wanting meat. Milk was just not enough for him, so he wanted meat. And he studies his word constantly, even to this day. And so he knows the word, he knows scriptures, and he knows it from a not just quoting scriptures, but he understands it. So God has really blessed him to be one that hungers and thirsts after the word.
Lord have mercy. Y'all better watch me over here. I'm telling my staff, they better, because I've been a cut a rug in a minute. Because I'm just so on fire. Thank you. Thank you, Margot. Lord. Because a lot of people, and I'll be, you know, I'm not a parent, so, you know, I'm just going by what I've seen and what I have in my life, you know, sometimes when I have my God kids. You know, sometimes when they say things, and I'm very transparent, you really don't see how significant it really is when they say something. But they be encouraging us. They actually be telling us to get in place. And you know, my God, son would always say, you know, I would say, I said, God loves you, and he will point back at me.
Amen. Amen.
So I commend Amen. You, Morgo, for just listening to what God told you to do and really, you know, because a lot of parents, and you know, it's just being real here, would say, no, you need to go to children's church. You don't need to be in here with the grown people. And some of the people in the church may tell you that, but I'm so glad you listened to the voice of God to allow Jonathan to stay where he really needed to be, okay?
Yes, because at the times that I did send him to children's church, he would come right back up to the adult church and say, they're playing, and I don't want to play. I'm here for the word. So it was like, why would I send him there when he didn't feel like it was enough for him? So we just kept him more in the adult, and that's how he was. But the people in church always knew he was different, and they would always comment on who he was. So his anointing was very strong, very young. And I say to people that he's like my tugboat, because he's tugged me along to want to hunger and thirst after the Lord when I wasn't always as solid as he was. But I thank God, because sometimes it takes a child to be the one that will spark something in you. So it was Jonathan that would, you know, kind of help me through things, because he was one that he was not a person that, and, you know, believed in Santa Claus. You couldn't tell him it was a Santa, because anything that was not true, he didn't want to hear things that was not true. So we would have to explain to him, well, that's how they teach their children. But he's like, but that's not true. And so he's a person, and always have been that person, that, you know, he was not going to believe in Santa Claus if Santa Claus wasn't true. And so we always had to make sure we said everything that was true, you know. And so there was no Santa for us, you know. So I tell people today, I say, if you would push Jesus the way you push Santa, then your child would grow up believing in Jesus harder than they would believe in a Santa, and put their faith in Santa. Give them Jesus that way. And that's kind of what we did. We just pushed Jesus instead of pushing a Santa, you know. And for him, he just grabbed a hold. And he loves Jesus like the kids love Santa. He has faith in Jesus like kids have faith in Santa. So it is a way that kids do believe, but it's what you're allowing them to believe. And so Jesus is the way.
Wow. That is so powerful. I know the listening audience, that's a lot. I mean, you really have helped some people, because, you know, that comes up. And, you know, these different holidays that, you can't go with what the, you know, and I'm being transparent, that the media does, because the media is, you know, you have to make the right decision for your foundation, which is going to be Jesus Christ in your home. And so, again, and I know I've said this before, I do salute you guys for continuing to do that and let Jesus Christ be the head of your life. But Jonathan, let me ask you this. You know, because I always ask something funny, but, you know, I just be wanting to know the answer. When you're on stage, what's going through your mind? I mean, is anything going through you know, are you thinking about it? Or do you pick one person, or do you find mom in the crowd and focus on her? But what is really happening when you're actually on stage?
Well, I don't focus on one particular person. I just engage the whole audience that's looking and us around. But who I really focus on is Jesus. And I know you think you know, that was going to be the answer, which is, well, that's what the answer is. I focus on Jesus, knowing that I'm singing not for the crowd, not for the person that made up this event, but I'm singing for Jesus. And I'm saying, wow, I'm singing for Jesus right now, right this very second. I'm glorifying his name. So I focus on Jesus. I'm not really focused on my songs, because the song's already going to come, because I already practiced and I know the words. But my mind is on Jesus, thank you, God, and just engage the audience and really sing the song to him. And that's really what my whole mindset is on.
Now, you really hit on something now, because sometimes we, unfortunate, and I'm going to say it, we get religious and we think we don't need to practice. Yes, you need to do the human side. You need to practice. You need to do things in spirit of excellence, okay? And then a lot of times, we talked about this in the green room, a lot of times what you thought you were going to say, God needs something else to be said. So you have to yield yourself. You know, as all the ministers always say, they're going to decrease as the Holy Spirit increase. And you have to do that, because somebody there, you never know, someone is in that audience, say, okay, I'm going to stop by this place on the way to hurting myself or hurting somebody else. So you got to yield to what the Holy Spirit always say, and then you never know how the lives are changed. And don't look for accolades, because you glorifying God, just like Jonathan said. And you own it, Jonathan, by saying that. You have to yield to the Holy Spirit and what needs to be said when you're on that stage. You agree with that, Jonathan?
Yes, ma'am. We also have to stay humble. I pray before I get on stage. Also, mm-hmm. just I'm praying that, you know, I don't want to be too careful, praying that I won't miss any words, miss any beats, miss any anything, that my performance will be excellent to the people's ears, and excellent just from what me saying, and excellent that everything that I say is good and is in sound doctrine.
God, no, you own it, Lord, Jonathan. I'm going to try to sit down now. But, you know, the thing is, people think it's difficult to be a Christian. It's difficult to hear from God. It's difficult to get peace, have peace, and enjoy life. No, it's not. You have to accept him and believe him. Do not condemn yourself. And guess what? You need to flow. Yes, I did. You need to flow in the Holy Spirit. Now, Jonathan has this awesome song. Now, Jonathan, if you want, I'm going to just give this to you. Or if Margo, if you want, introduce your song. I'm gonna have to stand back up because I got to get ready to get my praise on. But we want to listen to your song called Flow. But can you introduce us to that song, please?
Yes, let me introduce that song. That song, Flow, was written for the Holy Spirit to flow. And for me, it was a low time during our ministry when we were first starting out. It was a very uncertain time. It was a time when it really needed to do a lot of praying, to asking God what direction that he would have us to go in. And so the song talks about when you're feeling low and you just don't know, Holy Spirit, I need your flow. And so it is really allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you in all righteousness. You know, because one thing about God, he will open doors that man cannot close, and he will close doors that he doesn't want us to walk in. And so we just really, really, really want the Holy Spirit to flow. And we also, too, believe that the Holy Spirit needs to flow throughout everyone's home, their family, and through our nation with what's going on. So, you know, that's the inspiration behind Flow.
Mm-mm. Well, you guys get ready. This song is actually my favorite song. I said I'm gonna have to talk with them. I need to make this my national anthem on my show. But this is Flow.
Amen.
You need to flow in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And hey, everything else will work out. And so hold on, we'll be back. And you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. And Jonathan and Margo, they're going to stay with us, and we got some more information to tell you. But we're going to play this entire song because I want to show you how amazing. If you listen to what is being said, and we'll be right back. Lord. You know I, y'all know me, so you know I'm just, I had to get some tissue, Kleenex, and everything. Hallelujah. That's a powerful song. Thank you, Jonathan. That's powerful. I mean, all your songs. I've been listening now, so I know what you got.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Thank God.
Oh, ooh, Lord. Mm. Ooh, let me see if I can sit down now. I mean, the most important thing people need to realize is, and you know, people say it's your I thought or something. It's my intuition. You know, the Holy Spirit is inside. You need to listen to what. If you're talking a lot, you can't hear. I mean, the best ministry I think is being quiet sometimes because we talk too much. And you know, I'm a living witness of that. So you have to listen to what God say, and He can change your life by one word.
Amen.
But Jonathan, let me, you know, and Margo, tell the listening audience and everyone, what are you guys working on now? See, y'all been hiding out on me.
Well, you know, this past Saturday, Jonathan had the pleasure and the honor to open for Martha Menezes in Waycross, Georgia. And so we found that to be a really
wow.
a good a blessing. And he had an opportunity to meet her. And to she, you know, just encouraged him. She had an opportunity to see him minister in music, and so she asked to see him and meet with him. And she just, you know, poured into him and encouraged him through what she had heard. And so she was really, really taken by his ministry. And so, of course, we were really taken by her ministry too. She has a powerful ministry, but he did have an opportunity to open for her. And he's had other opportunities to open for Lisa Page Brooks and some other people. The original Supreme Angels, which is a quartet group. And so we really found that as a distinct pleasure to open for that legendary quartet group. And so coming up, we have the Rhythm of Gospel Awards that will be this weekend coming up in Birmingham, Alabama. And so Jonathan's been nominated for 3 Rhythm of Gospel Awards, and so we'll be there for that. He'll be on several showcases. Yes, he's on several showcases there. And so he had an opportunity to be a part of the event last year as a presenter, and he also, too, ministered in music on the main stage. But this year he's a nominee for 3 awards. He's up for 3. So we're really excited about that opportunity. And then we'll be on to Atlanta, and he has 2 showcases that he'll be doing for the Gospel Workshops of America, Gospel Music Workshops of America. He'll be doing 2 showcases for that. And then we have an opportunity to go to John P. Key's church in North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, and he's on a showcase for that. So we have a few places we'll be traveling coming up. And as you know, congratulations to you for being nominated for the Praise Factor People Choice Awards for Season 5 coming up. That'll be in September, and we will be there as an alumni because, you know, Jonathan is an award winner for that particular platform.
Yes.
And so we're so excited about that platform. That platform has allowed us to really network and meet other people. Pastor T, she does a wonderful job, you know, in that platform, and it is a great platform for independent artists. So I would encourage people to be, you know, a part of that one. And, of course, Rhythm of Gospel Awards is another awesome platform. And Jonathan has had the opportunity, too, to be nominated, and he's a nominee for the Texas Gospel Music Excellence Award. That, too, is another awesome platform for independent artists, too. And so those are different things that he's had an opportunity to do. He's also had an opportunity to be on a national TV show called Gospel Music Presents. He's been on it on 2 different seasons, and he has been featured with artists like Shirley Murdoch, Kelly Price, Regina Bell, Howard Hewitt, to name a few that's been on that same platform on that television show. There's been great opportunities, and we look forward to as for us. So we are going to be pretty busy coming up, and we're really excited with all that God is doing. Our purpose is really to speak life and blessings for the youth so that they can not sing the music that they tend to listen to for a lot of them that's in the world that speak death and curses on their lives. We're wanting to help change that through Jonathan's album, Kingdom Bound. So when they say those words, it actually speaks that into their lives. And so we're really, really, really wanting to inspire the youth that they should be kingdom bound now, working for God now, not what you want to be when you grow up. God is wanting to use our youth now.
Ooh-wee, I think I just need to travel with you guys. You going to my hometown, Birmingham, then going to Carolinas, and then Atlanta, where I reside now. Yes. So I just need to just pack up and hang out with you guys.
Amen.
But glory to God, and all seriously, glory to God, and we thank you. You know, as the minister say, with the taking up the mantle of doing what God has you guys to do. But you know, I always have to say this, and Jonathan, chime in on this for me. You know, it's a lot of young people, as your mom said so wonderfully, that they don't know what direction they come in. They may not even have a place to live. They may not have any food. They may not even know who God is. You know, just say a couple of things, you know, and you know, I'm saying couple, but, you know, however God tells you to say, how to encourage people. I mean, there's some adults out there in the same situation. And then, you know, all of us got things that's going on right now. But just say whatever God lays on your heart to say to encourage us to keep moving forward.
Well, I'm going to start off, just to start off with a few words I'm about to say. It's Matthew 6:33. This is what our ministry is founded on, so I'm going to say this real quick. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto your life. And unto all of your lives that are listening and are in these situations, that if you just seek God, even through the little that you have or you even think that you have, or the problems that you're going through, if you seek God first and all that you're going through, that is good and bad, that you seek him first and he'll bless you out of what you're going through. And he'll strengthen you, that you'll mount up with wings as eagles, and that you'll soar to greater heights and soar above that storm. And you'll go through it. And when you pass that storm, you'll be stronger to even go through the next one. And that you'll be stronger in faith. So what I say is these storms and these problems come to you. And if God let them happen, that means it's good. So we're going to find out what happens when these storms, so why did God let them happen? Is to grow your spiritual muscles. Without these storms and without these so-called problems, you would be weak. To all the people that I'm speaking to, even to me, if I didn't have these problems going through in my life, or even the little problems, I would be weak in faith, and that we wouldn't even need God. Because we would have no problem, we don't need to turn to him. We don't need to do anything because we have no problems. And it would be just peace all throughout. So we wouldn't need God. But that's why God allowed problems so we could be strong in faith. We can have a very close connection with God, that we can speak with him, and that we can be very close together, and that we can talk to God. And that's why God let these problems come. So when I look at a problem, I kind of just look at it as a test. God sees if you're going to pass it or not, if you're going to give up. But God won't give up on you. It's you the one that's going to give up. But God won't give up on you unless you keep him first. God won't give up on you. So that's why when you go through these problems, count it all joy. And everything that you go through, count it all joy. So be sure when you're through these situations that you go through them with God being the head of your life or with your family's life. So that's my... it's my encouragement to you, to lift you up and to encourage you to even through the things that you go through, big or small, God will help you through it.
Mm-mm. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Amen. We receive that in the name of Jesus. Uh-oh, don't. Ooh, okay, I'm going to be good. Thank you, John and Margo. Please, you guys, we cannot get off this line. We cannot leave here without you guys giving us your contact information, how we can support you on the social media networks, how we can, of course, purchase your products, and how we can book you to come to just bless the people where we're located.
Everything that you can find out more about me, book me, social media, anything that you need to even book us, buy the CDs or online at my website, www.jonathanvalenciamusic.com. I'm going to say that one more time, www.jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Valencia, V-A-L-E-N-C-I-A, music, just regularly spelled, .com. And that's what you, everything that you need to know or get me or past events and upcoming events are right there at our website.
Mm-mm. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jonathan, Valencia, and Margo for hanging out here with us on Good Deeds.
You're very welcome.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Jonathan. You're just truly a blessing. I know you hear this all the time, but God bless you, and God bless you, Margo. I mean, anything you guys need from us here at Good Deeds, please let us know.
Amen. Thank you so much for your support, and we appreciate your heart to help and promote others through Good Deeds. This is certainly good deeds that you're doing by helping even us. We count it as a blessing. We're very grateful. We don't take it for granted. We just appreciate you so very much, and we just pray God's blessing over you, that he will just rain and blessings and elevate you even higher in what you're doing, because I know you have a heart to really want to help people. So God is going to do even greater for you.
Amen. Oh, Lord, y'all may have to take this in this show for me. Thank you. God know what to do, because I, you know, amen. You know I'm transparent, so I really receive that, because, you know, hey, you know things go on. But thank you, as I said again, Jonathan, Valencia, and Margo, thank you so much for taking time out, hanging here with us at Good Deeds.
Amen. Thank you so
much
again.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And you guys, you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know how to contact us. www.gooddeedslive.com. You know, if you have an event, you want to advertise with us, you want us to just support you, and you want encouragement, you want prayer, whatever you need, you know, give us a call. You know, do everything you do, do in a spirit of excellence. Don't worry about how everybody else is doing things. Do what God has put on your heart, and whenever you do right, whatever thing you do right, don't worry about it. The money will come. Don't worry about it. And you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.